On a recent tour of one of San Francisco's sexiest public schools, the principal boasted that kindergartners use iPads for much of their classwork. By third grade, they're expected to be adepts with Google's G Suite. Many parents of prospective students were impressed. My wife was horrified. The topic of screen overload for kids inspires heated debate. Many experts argue it contributes to ADHD, inability to read human emotions, difficulty reasoning, and a general decline in mental health. Yet the difficulty of moving beyond correlation to causation allows many adults to go with the techno flow. Thus, kids pick up tablets, not books. There's another reason to challenge the prevalence of tech in schools. Despite the enormous cost of such gadgets, they don't improve outcomes and may even hold students back. One international study finds no improvements in student achievement in nations with tech-laden learning. A study at West Point found that students using laptops underperform paper and pen peers. These aren't outliers. They're the trend in serious investigations of edutech efficacy. Why, then, favor digitized learning? Starry-eyed futurism? White-knuckled economic angst of tiger parents? Corporate colonization of classrooms? All the above? Whatever the case, the money'd be better spent decreasing class sizes or paying teachers in San Francisco a just wage. Years ago, as a young English teacher, the room filled with laughter and conversation when I ended lessons early. Not so now. Last week, when wrapping up, the classroom remained sadly, sullenly silent, students gazing dumbly at their phones, fingers feverishly twitching out texts. There are some helpful classroom technologies, so we should remain open. But the instructional value of such innovations mustn't be taken on faith when children are on the line. So my wife and I will be scratching that sexy iSchool off our list. With a perspective, I'm Martin Turkus.